take one modern lady, mix with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
We're so glad to have you with us, and the news continues to roll on. I know that I just went ballistic in the opening monologue about California and what they're accepting, but friends, it's a cancer that can spill over to other places, and that's why we have to be diligently vigilant to fight it. The aforementioned Kelsey Bowler rejoining us. And Kelsey, the news story that I probably would have opened with a monologue on if I hadn't been so wound up about this concern that I have for the loss of America as we know it, as it continues to kind of play out in the electoral process, is the revelations that came out last night, in which the former president, to his credit, did not say that they were definitively true, but said that if they are, he deserves a very prompt dealing with. And now Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, is on record in saying that if the General Milley rumors turn out to be true that are revealed in a new book, that he should be court-martialed if it was in fact confirmed that he secretly called China and more or less expressed then a promise to notify them if the president of the United States at the time, Donald Trump, was going to perform some sort of military confrontation against the Chinese. And I'm guessing this would most likely apply to the debate over Taiwan. Kelsey, what do you make of this? I mean, these are revelations coming from a book. No one's saying that they have absolutely been proven true. But I think Rand Paul and President Trump's view on this is pretty spot on from my perspective. If he did this, there's no room for him in public service anymore.
A huge story, if true. If General Milley is not held accountable, if these, after being investigated, if these allegations are proven true and he is not held accountable, I'm not sure how Americans will have any faith in our military moving forward. It's interesting that after 4 years of coming off the Trump administration, when we were told this administration was a grave threat to our democracy, to our norms, that all of a sudden there's kind of this quiet acceptance that not only acceptance, but perhaps General Milley was doing a good thing by going behind Trump's back and having these conversations with the communist Chinese government. That's just about as problematic as the allegations are themselves. This is a direct insult and a direct threat to any democracy. And certainly, I do hope, again, if these allegations are true, he is held accountable.
No, I there's so much of that that I agree with and would just say amen to. But let me just add that when you look at who the implementer has been for Joe Biden to get all these woke ideas implemented into the military apparatus. And I have a brother-in-law who's serving active duty right now. And so I hear about this stuff on the back end as well. It's not just what the White House does and then what the Pentagon announces. It's I understand it from the standpoint of how the fighting men and women are having it implemented. This has been a complete and utter disaster. In terms of all the new woke training and the priority of everything else except how to fight and win wars. And I think that that's kind of best illustrated by how they use the military to execute maybe the poorest evacuation we have ever had, maybe since Vietnam, maybe ever in the nation's history from a war zone. And then to realize that this guy, if these assertions are true, that he was on the phone with our enemy telling them that he would tip them off in the event of us taking necessary action for our own national security in an interest with them. Kelsey, I don't know how that isn't treason. I don't understand how that, if proven to be true, isn't the most grave offense a high-ranking military official for our country can possibly commit.
Kevin, how concerning is it that you're seeing so many accept this and actually, yeah, you know, quietly back, like, oh, we know you probably weren't supposed to be doing this. We cannot let these things slide. No. It doesn't matter who our president is, a Republican or a Democrat. You're absolutely right. This is treason. Milley might not think that China is our enemy. There's a video circulating of him from back in 2015 talking about what a great economic superpower China is, as if two things can't be true at once. They could you know, be an enemy to the United States and also a great economic superpower. This is where we are. This is the generals. This is exactly why the results happened in Afghanistan. It is all connected.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, shifting gears, you've tweeted a lot about masks and the mandates. When you talk about now, and the data started coming out yesterday, they're starting to say, oh, well, we're getting preliminary data now on Pfizer, and it looks like from, 6 months to 11 years, we're going to, and Fauci was even saying before they've looked at the data, which, by the way, the data has not come out yet, so I don't know how they're coming to this conclusion, but he's saying, we're going to have to vaccine all kids, even under 12. What are your thoughts on this and kind of the way, I mean, you made reference in one tweet that not even all adults are forced to be vaccinated. Why are they going after the kids?
The fact of the matter is every American adult has the opportunity to be vaccinated and to protect themselves from the most severe effects of this virus. So the fact that we are asking 2-year-old children to wear masks on airplanes and at daycares, even outside, is so appalling. It's inhumane. It's pure evil, in my opinion. I want to ask, since when did we become a society that asks our youngest and most vulnerable children to suffer for the nominal protection of adults? I am the mother of a daughter who just turned 2 years old over the weekend. The idea of forcing a mask on her face when I can't even logically explain to her the concept of breathing, how breathing works, that is frightening. And I want to note that, to my knowledge, there's no other country in the world that is asking, asking, but forcing 2-year-olds to mask up.
You are correct. We have got a very weird group of old people in public service at the top of the medical health establishment that are setting these standards, and they're not replicated anywhere else. One last note on this, Kelsey, your Twitter account, very interestingly enough, was flagged by a commenter. The Twitter people had said, this response may have, offensive content in it. I clicked through, and it was just someone saying, I'm sad that more parents aren't shouting from the rooftops on behalf of their kids. There are incredible lessons to be learned in all of this. Please fight for your children. Twitter found that comment to your post as offensive and dangerous and had to put a label over it so people couldn't see it. Man, are we living in tough times. Kelsey, always appreciate your input. Thank you for everything today.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back. BLM, is it the new Marxist revolution? That's what Mike Gonzalez says. We'll talk to him about it next.